From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight. We're so grateful for the timely and untimely experiences and encounters. Thank you for your presence here as well tonight. For these few moments, speak to us, advise us, counsel us. Bible says, it's your counsel that shall stand. We believe in that which will stand. Thank you for a blessed night. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. If I knew you were not going to come like this, I would have also not come. You know, I've told you, I don't want half-filled halls. It doesn't provoke some of the things that has to be provoked. We had a good time this morning. Amen. Yeah. Very, very nice time. Yeah, Sunday was, we really loved Sunday mornings. Yeah, honey also sang, I really love Sunday mornings. So it all fell together, I tell you. It was powerful. I don't know why people don't want to come to the church. This church, every Sunday morning, we should have overflow. I tell you. Because this thing that we have here, Chale, is rare. Yeah, no, it's very rare. Yeah. I don't know what you know and which church you came from, but anointing is rare. You know what anointing is? Anointing is rare. Yeah, Elisha wanted it. It was too difficult for him. But he caught it. So it takes a very strong anointing to have the things we have here. I mean, one of the things that was for me quite the icing on the cake this morning was a young lady who was sitting somewhere there. Who invited her? Was it Pastor Keith or Karen? Our star. Yoba Center. But Karen came to touch her, so I thought it was Karen's ship. Okay, you came to trouble her. Yeah. No, I don't know why they came to trouble her. What's her name? Vanessa. Ah, I like her. Wow. Yeah. Did you speak to her after the service? Did you speak to her? What did she say? She was staying in the church.
Yes, she said she was receiving the power of God.
She was receiving the power of God. Yeah. What? Does she know the power of God?
she makes a lot
That's
of comments.
That's interesting.
Even at Bosenda, she makes comments, you know, and asks questions and so on.
Is this her first time was last week her first time at the Bosenda?
Yes.
Okay, so today was her first time here also?
Yes.
And she's from Aboystown?
Aboystown, yes.
Wow.
Cooper Street.
Cooper Street?
Yeah.
Man. She was flowing power.
She responded the first day I spoke with her, I met her. She responded, came to the Bosenda.
Wow.
Very flowing person.
I like her. How many of you like her? She's like Mary Magdalene.
She came to even shook my hand. When she was going back at the point, she came and shook my hand. It's like a sign, maybe thank you or something. It's like,
Does she speak?
Shook my hand like this.
She talks.
She talks, yes.
Oh, okay. I find it very interesting. I don't know why Karen came to take her.
She was just in the spirit. Enjoying the worship. She came and she knelt down.
Has she been in a church before?
Years ago, she attended Heavenly Light.
Was she a dancer?
No, she wasn't.
Find out.
Singer. So she was.
You should find out. She looks like she used to dance them.
Okay.
Please confirm for me, because I had an argument with some people. So I want to win the argument. Because people, I think for me, that was the icing on the cake.
Yeah. When we're doing worship, she sings. She knows some songs. She, she lifts her voice. I said, hey, she'll be my worship singer.
Ash.
Okay. Very flowing.
Why not? Yeah. It's beautiful. And I like the way she was flowing. And, you know, and it's good for people to also feel free around.
Yeah.
You don't get that.
Yeah.
Goldfinger will make you sit down quickly. So, you know. Well, Goldie.
Calm the spirit.
So I'm glad Goldie didn't come and move her. It was Carrie who came to move her.
Always to the front, was in front all of the...
Yeah, she was here all the time. I mean, it's quite rare for a first-timer who has a spaghetti strap dress with a brassiere strap showing with tattoos on her.
Wow.
I don't know how far the tattoo goes. It just feels free. I mean, And she was very sensitive. She came to cover somebody. She took out one of the clubs here. Just cover somebody here. Yeah, they were trying to say, let her break her alabaster box on there. Yeah, you have to be sensitive. Let her break her alabaster box on the master's feet.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. Because nobody saw you to do it.
Yeah.
And she felt it. So she let her do it. So she was saying, I thought it was Karen's. So when Karen came to embrace us, it's Karen's. Because I said, I saw you coming in with her. So I said, okay, maybe, you know, you all joined together with yourself. Karen said, I don't know, Karen was actually trying to take her away. I would have shouted on her if I knew that.
She let her be free. I can see when she went back, her face went a bit.
Yeah.
I spoke with her after about it all that time.
Just to
clear that.
Have a feel that, you know, she.
Don't worry,
She, next week she should come. She just flow.
Church is for her.
Yeah, the church is for her. Why not? It's beautiful. Judy, you should have been here to see her. Nice little girl. What's the last name?
I actually don't know.
Who took the name?
As yet.
Who took the names? T. You don't remember. What Akwaba? Airport Stars. Airport Stars and singing stars and dancing stars. I really, really like Sunday morning. You will not make me like Sunday morning if you don't can't remember the name. I'll rather choose Sunday night.
Vanessa, the first name.
Pasha. Daniels. Vanessa Daniels. Doesn't sound Indian. Doesn't sound Indian.
She's
unless she's married. That's a married name.
She's
Vanessa Daniels. I'm winning. I'm winning. It's beautiful. Encourage her.
Yes.
Make sure she gets a Bible and, you know, she connects and all of that. Tell her the bishop really likes her and how she loves the Lord.
Yeah.
She flow cry. If she can dance for us next week, I'll be very, very happy.
Okay. I'll get to the show. I'll ask her. I'll tell her.
Talk to her for me.
I'll tell her.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. A short Bible lesson, since you didn't bring your people. Short Bible lesson. I really like Sunday morning. Ivo, do you like Sunday morning? My eyes are good, isn't it? Very, very good. Who was the guy in trouble Friday night? Is it you? Were you the one? In trouble on Friday night? Come, let me talk to you. Come. You sure you have a testimony or you don't have a testimony? What's your name? Tell me your name. I see you, but I don't know your name. I don't know your name.
Emmanuel.
Come. Oh, Emmanuel. You are the Emmanuel. Come on stage. Come, Emmanuel. I like your fancy pants. Yeah. Okay, so Reverend Key to hold it for you. And your fancy socks. Your name is Emmanuel, from where?
Lane Avenue.
What happened to you Friday night?
Honestly, I can't remember.
You can't remember? What was it? Was it Emmanuel? It was Emmanuel. Are you sure? He was the one that was Earl. I was trying to say, in Jesus' name, go. I said, there's only one pastor here. Shut up.
This guy's going to do it.
You don't remember what was happening to you? So you don't remember, after the service, you don't remember anything, nothing. Really? You don't remember anything Friday night?
Nope.
Do you feel different?
Pardon me?
Do you feel different?
Yes, Bishop.
You feel different. How different?
Way different.
Way different. What is way different? Yeah, the people don't understand. Isn't Charlene, do you understand way different? You're like me. I also don't understand way different. are you shy? Yes, how old are you?
That's a lot.
16.
You're 16? Oh, you're a little boy. You're a baby boy. What do you do? You work, you go to school?
Go to school.
You go to school? Where?
Dolphin.
Dolphin? the Bishop of Dolphin. You know Emmanuel? Is he?
For skip.
Fit form?
I think, yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. You know him?
Yes, Bishop.
Yeah. Did you invite him?
No, Bishop.
Who invited him?
I believe it.
Reverend Keith?
Was with Anita, actually. Anita's...
Gordon. Okay, Gordon, is that you? But you see him in school?
Yeah,
but she wow. You know Miss Harry? He doesn't teach you?
No.
Okay. Five what? Five science? Five what? Five?
Yeah, four, five.
Four and five? You what? You're doing art, science?
Business.
You're going to be a businessman? I see. Is that 16 or 17? 16. You look big for 16. Like 25 or 26. You got beard and all.
What's the lessons on Sunday?
Did I hear your laugh?
What's the lessons on Sunday?
You know what?
What's the lessons on Sunday
morning? Goes to lessons Sunday morning. Oh, so you're not here this morning? Oh, you're writing CXE next year?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, okay. All right. So what do you want to do? What's your vision?
Become a geologist.
Commercial?
Geologist.
You want to be a geologist with business? Are you doing any science subject? So how can you become a geologist with business? Is it what principles of business you're doing?
Yes, Bishop.
Accounts? Something like that. You become a geologist with principles of business?
In the wrong field.
Dolphin. All right. I wish you could have explained the difference you're talking about, how different you feel. The people here can't see you, so. Right, good. You're making Reverend Keith cover your face. You can't explain how different you feel. You love Jesus.
Yes, Bishop.
You have a Bible? You don't have a Bible? Who's? Is he here? Basanta?
Sure.
Showing. He's your Basanta. He doesn't have a Bible.
Jesus.
Do you have a phone?
Yes, Bishop.
So you download a Bible on the phone. Do you have internet on your phone? Do you have a phone here?
It dead.
It dead. Please, let's call Sandy's.
All right.
Sunrise and sunset. All right, Emmanuel, thank you very much. God bless you. Let's make sure he gets Bible on his phone, shall we? If we pastor the people, you'll get good answers on stage. It can't be right that he's coming to church. He has a phone. Phone was once alive, but now it's dead. And then he doesn't have a Bible on the phone. He should have a Bible on the phone. Tonight, briefly, all right, time is fast, but keep your plans as dark as night. Keep your plans as dark as night. In warfare, you have to be very secretive. A fool uttereth all his mind. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. In war, as we fight, as we battle, you have to be able to keep some things very secret. Shevin, are you there? Especially if you know the people around. You can't as a Christian, you can't as a leader, you can't as a pastor running a part of this organization or denomination just say every and everything. Yeah, there are some things you shouldn't talk about them. Because once you expose your plans, once your plans are open, you give the enemy advantage over you. It's actually a practice. It's been going on for many years. From where I was born, when people are traveling abroad, they don't say anything. They'll do their visa, they'll buy their ticket. The day they are traveling, they'll be with you. Nama. You don't know that evening they are flying out of the country. And then you see that you don't see them around anymore. Only to hear after a couple of months, oh, he's gone to London. So really, when? So, 2 months ago, really? But the last time I was with him, oh yeah, that was the night he was traveling. You keep it until afterwards. Because many people have experienced challenges at immigration that they have attributed it to telling everybody and having a party, farewell party, that I am traveling. And because somebody got to know that you are traveling, they turn themselves into an immigration officer. And they block you from entering into the country. Many people have had several experiences where the passport they are traveling with, the moment they gave it to the immigration officer, if it's a male, the picture in the passport turns into a female. An immigration officer looks at the passport picture, looks at the individual, it's a woman, it's a man, he said, no, you can't enter this country. And it is because when they got a visa and they were traveling, they told everybody in the village, I'm going. I'm traveling. I'm going to America. I'm going to Canada. This, that. Get to the immigration, that's it. They send you back. Many people have traveled abroad from the country I was born, and they have punished her until today. I remember my brother, he left Ghana in 1979. A long time. I was only 10 years when he left. Before then, when he sees planes fly, he will run behind the planes. It was himself and his friend. After O-levels, they were idle. And they'll be liming in front of his friend's house. And we didn't live so far from the airport. So whenever planes take off, it kind of takes off and in the direction of our house, it goes up. And so when they see the plane coming, they start shouting. They run after the plane as if they can catch the plane. They're running, they're shouting until the plane actually goes away. Then they return. Anytime a plane moves, that's what they do. I mean, they were so bent on traveling. It was so fantastic. So my brother managed to travel. I think his friend also migrated to England. My brother went to America. From 1979, at a point, my father wanted to do a funeral for my brother. Because I think when he arrived, he went to stay with you know, a distant second or third cousin or something like that. And then he kicked him out of his house, I think after a month or so. And so my brother was stranded. He was stranded in America. And so for about 10 years, I think about 15 years or so, there was no word from him. No word. I mean, people would come from America, those people who knew my father, because my father had a school, a very successful school. And so all the people who went through the school, many of them migrated. And so when they come back from America, London, Canada, Europe, you know, they'll come and look for him and then thank him for, you know, the school, the education and things like that. And those who came from America, you know, my father would ask them if they said they are from New York. They said, New York, where? He said, I'm from the Bronx or Brooklyn. He said, you know my son. You know where my son is? So I heard about him, but I've not seen him before. So, yeah. So we saw him in a party somewhere. But, you know, like that. So one day my dad said, you know what? I think that you should just do a funeral or something and just kill this business. So when I got saved in 1990, so this is 1970, 1990 is what, 11 years? Isn't it? 11 years. 1991. I got saved in 1989, sorry. So that's 10 years exactly I got saved. And then in 1990, I remember one day we were having a prayer meeting and our pastor, who is a prophet, asked us to, you know, bring a prayer request. So I think my prayer request was my brother, because my father was really, really, you see, my father was really grieving. Because when my big sister, Dorothy, got the opportunity to travel to the Netherlands, because her friend was there, and the friend, you know, was trying to encourage her to join because it was a very good place, green pastures. She came to my father and asked my father for the ticket, you know, the money to buy the ticket. And my father said, he does not invest in women. He said if he has the money, he will give it to my brother and invest in my brother, who's the second child. Because it's the man is the one who you know, travels and does well and works hard and takes care of the family. Not the woman who's going to go and lie down and open her something to somebody and fall in love and, you know, lose her mind and all of that. I said, no, I don't do that. My sister remembers the story up to today. She was very, very hurt. And so she managed to go to the Netherlands, you know, by some means. And so for my brother, after 10 years, no letter, no cassette. You know, I told you those days we used to use cassette. No cassette, no telegram, no telex, nothing. My father was very, very disappointed because he really had his hopes on my brother. So when the our prophet, our pastor said, you know, it's prayer meeting, everybody should bring their prayer request. I wrote that God should really help us, you know, hear from my brother. So that day came, we went for prayer meeting, we prayed, tongues, we prayed. And then my pastor called me and he said, he sees my brother. And he says, he saw my brother in a very thick forest. And the forest is such that he can't see anywhere. He's lost. Some homegrown witches have developed a forest around him so that he can't think about anybody. So he's lost in his own world. So he prayed and he said, I know what, you'll hear from your brother. Your brother will, you know, will come home, you'll hear from him. Hey! How
can you see a human being in a thick forest? He's alone in a thick forest that he can't see. There's no north, there's no south, there's no east, there's no west. Because whoever or whatever knew that the investment was on him. And so one day, whatever heard that he had traveled, it's like, okay, we will see. So in this battle, your plans, your life, your intentions, your things, don't just share with every, you don't have to let the enemy know what you're doing. You're going to look for a land or you're going for a loan or something. You want everybody to hear. Your plans, you are talking, you have a diarrhea, logorrhea, they call it. Everything your mouth is talking about it. You expose your plans and the enemy gets the better of you, takes advantage of the things he knows. Pearl Harbor by the Japanese was a surprise. It was secret. It hit the Americans by surprise. You can't be in this war and let the devil or let disloyal people, especially in the church, know things. See, people talk a lot. Sometimes even in the church, you see that people take all kinds of things out. When you do that, you give the enemy a better upper hand in a battle against you. Oh yeah, they're building some big something somewhere. They're building this. It's because you are church members and you are part of the building financially. That's why we talk about the church things. Otherwise, we'll keep it secret though. That's why there's no Facebook picture, nothing, nowhere. It's just this Christmas that we are trying to promote the location and even, you know, do banners and things and say that, you know what, we're having a Christmas service. Otherwise, we'll be there until we are very, very comfortable before we release the details. Because, Charlie, if people were to know what we are doing there, it's 9 acres, it's this, it's that, it's that, it's that. Charlie, it's not an easy fight, though. You couldn't get something like that here. And this is not the first time we have planned to build this thing. We started in Land of Canaan. Yeah, Land of Canaan. I tell you, the people fought us. There was this guy who was arrested with a plane full of US dollars. What's his name again? Do you remember? Some guy. I know what has happened to him. His brother. I think he has even developed it. If you're on the East Bank, I don't know whether Francine, you pass there before you go home. There's this zoo. He has a zoo on the East Bank. I think he's managed to get an entrance on the public road, so you see it now. Because the original road that he was fighting with us on, I think even from, it's a very fantastic place. Oh. This Land of Canaan place, we went to buy this 4 acres of land. If let's say this is the public road, then you take a left turn into the back of Land of Canaan. But the road that you go on, the road is somebody's road. So about 200 feet in is for somebody. And then the other 200 feet is also for somebody else. And then after the 200 feet, right up to the end where you turn and go onto the land we bought, belong to this guy. So just as we will pass the 400 feet and get onto his part of the road, he was also being fought. Because the project that he's doing there, the people in front said that they were not going to allow him to be allowing vehicles to be visiting whatever he was trying, the zoo that he's trying to build there. So he will have to find his own road. So I just recently was on the East Bank, I went somewhere. Then I saw a major gate on the left-hand side, the eastern side of the public road in Land of Canaan. Then I said, ah, that is the zoo guy. Because just as he fought us, the 400 feet, we can use it. I mean, at that time. After the 400 feet, he says the road is for him, so we can use the road. Lal is the name. He says zoo. He's bringing crocodiles. He's bringing tortoise. He's bringing lion, tigers. So they were asking us, why
Why are we bringing a church to the back there? I said, but why are you also bringing a zoo to the back here? Your idea is quite wild because you are bringing lions and tigers to this place here. So, I mean, we're even thinking about it, that if we even ended up having a place, as we are going to church, you have to be careful tigers don't jump a fence and then come to the church. And then, the 4 acres we bought, in the middle of it was also another road. And there was a woman, it's her brother who sold us that piece of land. And then that woman, you cross the bridge, you see our 4 acres. In the middle of the 4 acres, there's a road. You go over a small trench again, then you go to the woman's portion. And she's there and she has actually rented or leased part of it to other people. So when they realized that a church has bought a part of the land and we're coming to build, hey, it wasn't easy. We were through. We paid about $4 million or so to process the documents and everything. And then the transport passed. So we went to the deeds registry, myself and the man who was selling us the land. I had a check, Lighthouse Chapel International, how many millions? And then he was there. The man was smiling. So I think it was 1 o'clock. This registry, you go for transport in the afternoon. Yeah. So you go there, we're there, you hear your name, and then you go, you sign, and then check here, transport here. So we heard our name. Lighthouse Chapel International, this is something. And then we went. So when we went, we were going to sign, and then there was a query that they needed, the registrar needed a certificate from the Ministry of Health. A certificate that ensures that there is access. So the owner said, Ministry of Health? Access? That's a road. So, well, we went to investigate the purchase, the sale. And we realize that that what you call a road is somebody's land. And so you need a land. You need a road yourself before this transport can pass. Hey! The man looked at the check like that. I was also looking at his face. So we went into the registrar. And then the registrar said, she's very surprised that query didn't come in the course of the process. And that they have allowed the whole thing to come to this point here for signing. That's why it's coming up. But she can't do anything. We have to get that certificate from the Ministry of Health. And some way, somehow, there's somebody who works at Ministry of Health at the session where you get the certificate, who I think the woman there knew or something. Somebody knew somebody somewhere. The certificate, they never gave it to us. They said that they would never give us the certificate. It's because people got to know about the plans. People got to know that we are coming to build a church there. And one of them was even trying to compare me to Jim Jones. Because I had a foreign accent and all of that. I said, why is he coming this far? Why is he bringing people to this far place? In fact, Samaria is far than this land of Canaan. It's just that you just go off the road, you just go in. And there are people who live there. They compare me to Jim Jones. So, if you are going to really fight the devil and win a battle, your plans will have to be as dark as night. You see, sometimes you think that as Christians, we don't have to keep secrets. Isn't it? It's almost unbiblical or quite funny to say, oh, be quiet, don't tell anybody this thing. I mean, why? We are Christians. Let us be open. Let us be fair. Let us, brotherly love and all of that. Why can you not say, all those kinds of things? But you have to also understand that when it comes to war, you see, in times of peace, it may not be harmful to make your plans known. But in times of war, you have to be very careful what you say. You can't tell your enemy that tomorrow night I'm coming to shoot you.
Tomorrow I'm coming to shoot you. That's why Jesus says he will come as a thief in the night. It's a surprise. Yeah. I mean, how Jesus would have loved to say, you know what, I'll come in 2027, 7th December, at midnight. Hey, Charlie, we'll enjoy you. We'll enjoy. Then 2027, old year, 2026, old year's night. Hey, we dress up. Then we go to the church. You say, you know what, at least we want to give ourselves one full year to do exploits. So 1st January 2027, we are born again. Covenant Sunday, we are giving ourselves to God. We are winning souls. 7th December 2027, pa 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 pa. Yeah. That is why if you look at it, the birth of Jesus was very, very, very quiet. It was very quiet. When Herod got to know that a king is born, he said, what do you mean by a king is born? There's only one king here. It's me. A king is born? I want to know the king. Go and look for the king. And then when you find the king, come, let me know. I'll also go and serve the king. A few people are sleeping. I've finished already. So. People are sleeping. Keep your plans as dark as night. Keep it quiet. Otherwise, you give the enemy chance to follow you. Then you're asking yourself, why is it that whenever I try to do something, it doesn't work? Because you like talk. Yeah, Julius. It's like, you want to say everything. It's like, you're too excited. I'm going to buy a car. You're going to buy a car. Come, let me show you the car I'm going to buy. You're going to buy a car. The car can easily not come. It was only Mary who the angel appeared to. It was, I did a research on Gabriel, Angel Gabriel. And you see, when you go into the Bible, then you realize that when Gabriel reveals himself, it's a very, very, very special occasion. The Bible speaks about angels. Speak about angels. Speak about angels. Some were men. Jacob wrestled with an angel. Three angels. Abraham fed them and they prophesied and they gave Sarah a word. Angels all over. All over. When Jesus was born, angels were ascending and descending. Even Jacob's ladder, angels. But when the angel himself said that I am Gabriel, it's only recorded two in Daniel and in Luke. Daniel had a vision about a goat. And it was a ram with horns. And it was the Antichrist. So Gabriel appeared. Daniel was praying and asking for revelation about the vision. And the Bible says that Gabriel appeared. And he said, I am Gabriel. I have come from the presence of the Lord. And I've come to give you explanation. So I also learned that Gabriel comes to explain things. Yes. He comes with the presence of God. He comes to explain things. So when I ask him, where is God? He says, oh, I'm in his presence. Then Elizabeth, Zachariah, he appeared. And he told Zechariah about the birth of John the Baptist. He couldn't believe it, so he placed dumbness on him. Then the next one was Elizabeth's cousin, Mary. It was all of that he said, "I am Gabriel." Apart from that, there's nowhere in the Bible where you can find the name Gabriel that somebody said, "I'm Gabriel." So when I get a message and he writes Gabriel. Yeah. You know, this one I was saying that two times, two people in the church have told me,
a demon in this country appeared to them in the church to tell me to shut up when I'm preaching. Yeah. Two people told me. As I mentioned it this morning, a third person sent me a message. That he said, Bishop, that voice, I've been hearing it for a long time, to always tell you to shut up when you're preaching. So the voice you are hearing, something doesn't want this voice to be heard. If you understand what I'm telling you. This voice here. I mean, so that's why you go through issues, you'll be distracted, you can't hear all kinds of things, because this voice that you are hearing, there are powers around that don't want this voice to speak to you and to speak to your hearing. I'm saying something very, very mysterious. So Jesus' introduction was prophesied. Herod didn't know about it. He had to consult his astrologers, his wise men, to go into the books, to bring out, to check and bring out the prophecy. Say, yes, they said there was a king who will be born in Bethlehem. It was written, it was prophesied. God's plans, they're as dark as night. Even though the devil doesn't have power over God, God himself does not just reveal things just like that. Think about it. Some of you even talk to unbelievers, people who are not Christians, about your plans. And your problems. And then you are surprised that things are not working for you. You've given the devil the secret to your problem, your life. Angel appeared to Mary quietly. Jackman. And said, you are going to be pregnant. Mary didn't go around and say, baby shower. Mary didn't go about announcing her. Even it wasn't the angel who spoke to Mary about Elizabeth, she wouldn't even have gone to Elizabeth. So she went to Elizabeth after the encounter, and Elizabeth said, As you greeted me, good morning. Movements in my belly. So Elizabeth, who experienced this angelic announcement through her husband, she was the only person really who Mary interacted with. So even Joseph was not allowed to know what God was doing with Mary, his fiancée. I said, in this warfare, for the plans of God to really be effective, you have to be secretive and be quiet about things. Be quiet about things. You can't talk about things just like that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we are building a church building. It's millions of dollars. Why you want to go and tell people about millions of dollars? Yeah. Somebody has slept and is falling down. It's also an anointing. I'm closing in 5 minutes, please. If it wasn't Joseph who was trying to spoil the plan, he wouldn't have known what was going on. You know how some women are? I think I heard Bishop early this morning in my sleep preaching. He said, a woman can have a man on the 10th day. After 10th day after menstruation, on the 11th day, another man, 12th day, another man, and the 14th day, one man. But it's the 14th day man who actually made her pregnant. If you know the menstrual cycle. Dancing stars, do you know the menstrual cycle? Monthly.
What do you call it? Is it monthly, you call it? Periodic table. Hydrogen. Some of the girls don't even know when they want to have sex. They don't know nothing about these things. They don't have sex. So, I'm sure Joseph, I don't know how Joseph was going to deal with this, because Joseph had engaged Mary. And it means that he intended to marry Mary. All right, so I don't know if the angel had not appeared to Joseph, how Joseph was going to see as the girl's stomach was coming up. Because he wouldn't have had sex with her before their marriage. That wasn't the custom. So he saw signs, early signs, and he decided to just, even that, he didn't want to go public. Kaicho News. Yeah. That Mary who calls herself virgin, she's not a virgin. Or is she? She's a fraud. No, the Bible says that Joseph decided to break the engagement quietly. So the angel said, you know what? God said, Charlie, let's talk to this. Let's talk to Joseph, because he's trying to cause trouble. Because the moment he goes to Mary's parents and tries to break this engagement, it's going to come out. So let's still keep this plan in the dark. So Joseph provoked an angel in his dream. And he said that which is happening to Mary is of the Lord. Please shut up. Take it like that. Joseph was a very God-fearing man, because a dream can't make you make a decision like that. He said, oh, when you dream and an angel tells you something that you don't hear, what does it mean? But he obeyed immediately after the dream. And then proceeded to marry Mary and all of that. When Augustus Caesar called for that taxation in Luke chapter 2, and Joseph took Mary to be taxed in Bethlehem, because he was of the lineage of David. That season is coming, isn't it? Christmas is coming just around the corner. Nobody knew no Mary. It is now that we know Mary. But the Catholics say, Holy Mary, pray for us. It is now that we know Joseph. There are some two simple couple who went to Bethlehem to be taxed. Statistics Bureau. And then Mary was full with child. So as they went there and all of that, then that Mary was trying to give birth. They were looking for a place in the inn. There was no spot in the inn. And the man said, Charlie, we have some horse stable. I mean, if you don't mind. And then he said, Charlie, we don't have anywhere to go. So let's just try and do our best here. Joseph said, Mary, Charlie, this thing, oh, you know, it wasn't me. This thing, you started this problem. Charlie, let's just, because I'm tired. I don't know where else to go. Let's just do this thing here. Mary just, can you imagine? No midwife, nothing. Because the Bible does not record any Gobin or Dr. Gobin or anybody from Woodlands, Balawan Singh. I don't know whether there was even a midwife, or whether they called in someone to come and help Mary. The baby came out of Mary's legs. The Son of God had entered into the world quietly. And that is why many people missed the first coming of Jesus Christ, because they thought that God's plan was that he would just drop from the sky. It's like, I am the Savior of Israel, I have come. And then he had to, as he was even born, wise men from the east came to pray. Mary was wondering, there's no WhatsApp, there's no Facebook, there's no Instagram. We didn't tweet anything. How did these guys get to know that our humble son here, it is just us who know about this angel and all this man. How come these guys got to know? They said, we saw his star. And even the star, if you don't know how to interpret stars, you wouldn't know that a king is born today in Bethlehem.
Still very secret and very dark. God has the power of everything. God has the power to build. You see, the Bible says, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So how come the church is not being built? It's because, you see, God is depending on people for his plans to come to pass. And therefore, in a sense, he's limited by how people are limited. So if there are things that you go around and talk about it, you make God's plans become, it's like you expose him. You give the enemy an upper hand. Jesus was born. They finished their registration. They went back. 12 years. They came back for another session. GCOM was having elections. PPP and APNU and all these people. 12 years. When they came, the guy has gone to the temple to ask questions and debate with some law professors. Nobody. The only thing is, but who is this small boy who's talking real sense? Like his IQ is very high, pa. For 12-year-old. Until the Bible says that when John was arrested, then he walked on the seas. If his baptism came, John was baptizing. People were coming to be baptized. People were running away from the wrath of God. Jesus joined them. It was only John whose eyes was open and said, John 1:20 said, behold the Lamb of God. And people were wondering, which sheep is that? All this while, Jesus was about 30 years old and nobody knew who he was. Nobody knew that he was the Son of God. The devil didn't know he was coming to die. The devil didn't know that he was going to choose some disciples. The devil didn't know that he was going to heal people. The devil didn't know the plans. When the devil got to know through Herod, that's why he wanted to kill him. 3 years old and under. Everybody must die. So the devil told her he had killed Jesus. When they killed, they said, Rachel's children. Then he was baptized. He went to the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. He came back. John was arrested. That was the time. John the Baptist's arrest and his incarceration was the beginning of the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Up till about 30 years, the man was quiet, making benches and making tables and making cupboards. Why do you think God will drop such a great presence here on earth and keep it quiet? And then your small land, your small care, your small house you're building, your small plants, your small marriage, your small this, everybody got to know. You are singing, everybody got a story. Are you there? If you want to do well in this battle, you have to learn to keep your plans as dark as night. Jesus used to speak to the Pharisees when they are around. He used to speak in parables. He speaks in parables. And so I went out to sow. Then he would take his disciples aside and explain it to them. Because these guys, you can't let them hear the things too much. Oh. You keep your plans as dark as night. Three examples from the Bible. Number one. It's from the scripture we read. Proverbs 29:11. It is foolish to speak your whole mind. Three lessons. To keep secrets. It is foolish. It's foolishness to speak your whole mind. A fool uttereth all his mind. If you uttereth all your mind, you're a fool. We even say surprises are nice, isn't it? Surprise parties are nice. Surprise! This is...
Or when somebody proposed to you, you know, you don't know that. Will you marry me? He said, it's always nice. I can't come and say, girl, come let me propose to you.
Come fast.
Come fast. I mean, how can that be nice? Change your life. Paul said that there were revelations which were unlawful to share. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2. He had some revelations he said he couldn't talk about. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. Whether in body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. One of the things about the Apostle Paul that you can never say for certain is when he said that he had a thorn in his flesh. People have debated, people have suggested, people have said things, but it's only Paul, when we meet him in heaven, who'll be able to tell us what the thorn in the flesh really was. A thorn in the flesh. He said he called on God. He called on God to help him. God said, keep it. When you are weak, then I'm strong. You have to keep me strong in your eyes. If you are always strong, you find me even as a weak. You not even see me as a strong person. He said, you keep the weakness and so that I will remain strong. So sometimes, that's when you learn that sometimes you have to get some challenges and some trouble so that your eyes must be on God. You see, so there are some of you, if you were to prosper like how you want to prosper, that would be the end of your life. Oh. If you are to have opportunities like how you want opportunities to just come today, you see how your life will change. He said, it is not lawful for a man to utter the things that was heard. Keeping a secret. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father but does not know the day or the hour of his return. We spoke about that, isn't it? Mark chapter 13 and verse 32. Jesus is there, but he doesn't know. God has chosen not to tell Jesus, even though Jesus is God, when he's sending him back to this earth. It's like you are there now. He said, okay, today we are going. That's an army strike. You are there now and say, we are moving. Like Osama bin Laden, when they went to take off Osama bin Laden, they took off the Navy SEALs. The two helicopters left the base in Afghanistan into Pakistan. They did not tell them where they were going. They knew what they were going to do. They only knew that there was a target, an important target, but they did not tell them who and what until they were halfway. They said that Osama bin Laden is what we are going for. Hey, because they didn't want somebody to read you and say, Charlie, we found Osama bin Laden. Tell him that we are coming. Go and tell him that we are coming so he can escape. But the guy, they were looking for the guy for many years. Many years. Now that they've got intel that he lives in this house, the commanders didn't tell the people who were involved in the operation until they were almost at the location. There's no way you can communicate with anybody about anything. That's how you fight. That's how you must live your life. You must keep some things to yourself. You must keep some things secret. You must keep some things private. When it happens, when it comes to pass, it will be known, it will be seen. It's like pregnancy. It's when you see somebody pregnant, you should think about, you should imagine a person having sex. You can't imagine a person having sex. Yeah. Who are those pregnant women? You have some? You have one in the corner there. Yeah. Can you imagine Michelle? This nice girl? This quiet, holy Christian girl? Can you imagine her? I can't imagine. Helicoptering.
Is that a Mormon behaving like that? Maybe it's one of the doctrines of a Mormonism. It's only Michelle who's pregnant here. Anybody else? You can't imagine. That's how your plans must be. Yeah. So, when we see then, we're pregnant. Yeah. It's a, girl, you get belly. Okay. Dark as night. Yeah. But, you see, the belly tells you some activity on scene. Yeah. Private stuff. Where's Andrew? General private is right there. Private stuff. Yeah. When people are having sex, you can't know from their face. All of you have given birth. Your face doesn't look like you know anything about sex. Yeah. There's no Macbeth said, isn't it? Where are they? I'm looking for them. Piggy has gotten 4. Can you believe it? Lord God Almighty. Look at her innocent face. She has schematics. Schematics. If you see them 4 boys, you should know her experience underground. Yeah, underground experience. Yeah, she said she's a veteran in secrets. Yeah, no, you can't see. Only the heavens. Caesar said, look at Sister Elsa. Can you imagine Sister Elsa? Sister Elsa, she's a nun. Oh, please, don't confuse yourself. She's a nun. She's been in a Catholic convent for a long time. She just came out to be with us. honey, I hear you also have children. Eesh. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I don't know whether she sings, dark, what's a candle in the dark? I don't know what song she sings. It's the savior of the world. But that's how plans are. Very, very quiet. Some things are injected. Quiet. You see formations. Formations. Days. Hours. Days. Weeks. They see that people's outward appearance. Birthday girl, are you sleeping? People's... Did you eat cake? The people's outward appearance is changing. They say, girl, mom, do you like you knock your belly? You're gathering what?
Young bones.
Young bones. Gathering young bones. The nose, girl. Then you begin to see that it's like the thing was kept. Sometimes some people, you can't see that they are pregnant until after 3 months. Some people, even 4 months, you can easily not see it. Some people, their pregnancy goes to the side. They have wider waist. So the pregnancy hides in the waist. Phoebe, you didn't know that? Yeah. It's not them ones who, you 4 weeks, then your stomach show. You can't hide things. Yeah. Then the guy gives you some little white drops of precious ointment. And then you are showing everybody that the man give you white things for keep. As quiet. Keep it as dark as the night. There's a reason why God has even all of that. Even pregnancy. Many people
believe that you don't tell people you are pregnant until after 3 months. Yeah. Because they say, before 3 months, anybody can do something on you and let your baby come down. Yeah, 60. So you walk around like. And then after, so, girl. So, rest yourself. Why was she problem? Your belly is pushing out. Yeah, you should watch them. As we're here, you should watch everybody. Watch. You see, as the months go by, you see people's belly. Watch them. Those who are eating real food and those who are not eating evil, you see it. Yeah, chow mein and fried rice and all them things. Yeah. Carol, you have dropped 7. Can you imagine this young lady has dropped 7 children? Her plans were as dark as night. She has 7 children. Yeah. Carol, how you do it? Look at you. Come, Carol. Come, come, come. You know how people want to be slim like you? Come. Come, look. You's what? 16 or something? How old is you? 16? 38. You lie. Look. 7 children. 8? You dropped 8 already? 8 and 1 died. What? And you are 38. No, I mean, where are the single guys? Charlie, I have a nice girl for you. Where are the guys who are not married? Jackman. Jackie, big up yourself, man. Yeah. No, I mean, Carol qualifies for any. Yeah, I mean, look at her. 38 years. 8 children. One just decided to go back. Look. Yeah. So where's the belly that you used to get? Where's it? You don't see it. Some of you don't even have a child, but this thing. It's not good for a woman to have children and keep them. Yeah, because some people don't know how to manage their stomach when the baby comes. Yeah. No, look. I have 38 years, 8 children. Yeah. She's just probably too simple if she was to do a makeover, oppress makeover. Do some heels. And do something and put some brush, yeah. And put something on her and then you do a little catwalk, something. You say, hey! That's an 18-year-old girl. Yeah. She's younger than many 20-year-old girls. She's a nice lady. She has concealed 8 children. When you see her, you can't see 8 children on her. Yeah. You should join a secret agent or something. You have the characteristics to join a CIA or KGB. How you can give birth to 8 children and you don't look it at all? How you do it? Tell us.
I don't know myself.
You don't know yourself? Yeah, it's a secret. She can't reveal it. Some of you, 1, 2. After 3, you are still pregnant for years. Thank you, Carol. Stand to your feet, somebody.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760. or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.